Some people have never once said, "I am beautiful, I am attractive." They're more focused on their flaws and what they don't like about themselves, how they wish they had more here and less there. When you say, "I am beautiful," beauty comes looking for you. Youth comes looking for you. Freshness comes looking for you. Nobody else can do this for you. It has to come out of your own mouth. Ladies, don't go around telling your husband how unattractive you are. You should never put yourself down, and especially don't put yourself down in front of your husband. You are his prize. To him, you are the most beautiful woman in the world. Why would you want to tell him anything different? The last thing he needs to hear is how bad you think you look. Don't put those negative thoughts in his mind. It's not going to do him or you any good to discredit yourself. If you keep telling him how bad you look, one day he may believe you. But when you say, "I am beautiful," not only does beauty, youth, freshness start coming your way, but on the inside, your spirit person comes alive. Your self-image begins to improve, and you'll start carrying yourself like you're someone special. You won't drag through the day feeling less than or inferior. You'll have that spring in your step, that you-go-girl attitude. Beauty is not in how thin or tall you are, how perfect you look. Beauty is in being who God made you to be with confidence. If you're a size 4, great. If you're a size 24, great. Take what you have and make the most of it. God made you like you are on purpose. He gave you your looks, your height, your skin color, your nose, your personality. Nothing about you is by accident. You didn't get overlooked. You didn't get left out. God calls you His masterpiece. Instead of going around feeling down on yourself, unattractive, too tall, too short, not enough of this, too much of that, dare to get up in the morning and say, "I am a masterpiece. I am created in the image of Almighty God." David said in Psalm 139, "God, I praise you because you have made me in an amazing way. What you have done is wonderful." Notice David's "I ams." He was saying, not in pride, but in praise to God, "I am wonderful. I am amazing. I am a masterpiece." That goes against human nature. Most of us think, "There's nothing amazing about me, nothing wonderful. I'm just average, I'm just ordinary." But the fact is, there is nothing ordinary about you. You have a fingerprint that nobody else has. There will never be another you. Even if you have an identical twin, somebody who looks exactly like you, they don't have your same personality, your same goals, or even your same fingerprints. You are an original. When God made you, He threw out the mold. But as long as you go around thinking, "I'm just average, I'm just one of the 7 billion people on the earth, there's nothing special about me," the wrong "I am" will keep you from rising higher. Rather than being down on ourselves and discrediting who we are and focusing on all of our flaws, I wonder what would happen if all through the day, not in front of other people, but in private, in the shower, driving to work, underneath our breath, what if we would be as bold as David and say, "I am amazing. I am wonderful. I am valuable. I am a masterpiece. I am a child of the Most High God." You talk like that, and amazing comes chasing you down. Awesome starts heading in your direction. You won't have that weak, defeated, "I'm just average" mentality. You'll carry yourself like a king, like a queen, not in pride, not being better than somebody, but with a quiet confidence, with the knowledge that you've been handpicked by the Creator of the universe, and you have something amazing to offer this world.